Good morning. I'm Kate Botello in special company this morning. West Side Story is opening at Central High School on next Friday, November the 8th. And so, sharing some wonderful music and stories from the show, we have our director, Aaron Peck, and cast member Teddy Huffer here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in on this wintry fall morning.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Now, Teddy, you are playing Arab in the show.
Yes.
And you're also Tony's understudy.
Yes.
So that means you have to do double the work.
I have to do a lot of work. We're also double casted, so I have to learn my on night, my off night, and then Tony. So it's a lot of work. I'm very busy, but I'm having a lot of fun.
All right. Well, way to go, professional octopus. I spent some time as a professional understudy myself, so good job. Thank you. Now, Aaron, I have a question about this. West Side Story. Now, classical music fans tend to love West Side Story. Of course, it's Leonard Bernstein. It's classical music, but it's still hip, you know.
Yes.
But what do you think is the relevance of the show right now? What was it that had y'all thinking about doing West Side Story today?
Sure. Well, West Side Story is a beautiful piece of theater that is timeless. It has to do with love, identity, revenge, forgiveness. So doing it in Northern Michigan, where we live, without the ethnic cast, we were asked that question frequently. And we really approached it from a place of the timelessness of the story that goes back not just to the ethnic background of the cast, but to intolerance in general. And Jerome Robbins, his quote, which I kind of based my whole creative process on, was, West Side Story happens to be about intolerance, and not just in American life, but in life all over the world. The problem of intolerance and the price that one has to pay for having it in one's culture is an enormous one and a tragic one. So we really based it off of intolerance that goes back to even Romeo and Juliet. It's based on Shakespeare's. It was two warring families, and they had hate crime upon hate crime, revenge upon revenge, until tragedy struck both families through that hate and revenge, to a point where they had to be brought to the dialogue of forgiveness or cease to exist. And so it truly is a timeless story, that one isn't exactly based on the ethnic tension in the 1950s that this piece was written in, but that it goes all through time and crosses that time. So we approached it more from that standpoint, and we're not doing anything to change accents so much. There's a few characters that we have to, just to keep true to the text of the script. But some of the cast members that we have of ethnic background, we actually put in the Jet Gang, so that the Jet Gang is an anthology of America, which is a melting pot. And then the Shark Gang is made up the same way. And so they're warring more over territory. And so that's how we approached it from Northern Michigan Public School, a great public school musical theater program, but that we don't have those racial characters. But we still wanted to tell the story. And it's a very relevant story.
Well, and again, as you said, the Montagues and the Capulets were just neighbors.
Yes.
That was basically their whole beef.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, Teddy, so obviously you're in the midst of all of this. Do you think as teenagers, is this, I hate to ask you, is this speaking to all of you? Is this starting dialogue in the cast about this kind of stuff? That's what I want to know.
Definitely, for sure. Like, as far as, like, the state of the country now and what is sort of happening in the world, we've all started paying more attention to that ever since we started the show, because we're trying to learn more about people's reaction to fear, to hate, and how they can sort of get astray from what's important, which in the show, it's love, love over hate, love over fear. And we've all started sort of solidifying that in ourselves.
That's great. And I'm glad that you're bringing that forward for audiences to see and be reminded. If they've seen it before, maybe it's a good time to see it now. We're about to hear some music from West Side Story. And I love this first piece you've chosen. And Teddy, it's one of your favorites, too. Let's talk about the first piece we're going to hear today, the prologue.
All right. So the prologue is really fun to do on stage. It's fun to watch. I won't spoil anything, but it starts out kind of lighthearted. It's really just some boys playing in the street, and then they run into the Jets are just playing a game of basketball, and then the Jets run into the Sharks, and they see each other, and they have a sort of moment of conflict, and they're not really sure what to do. So as this conflict, it starts accelerating, and it builds up, and eventually it starts out pretty lighthearted, but it ends up in a really intense spot where it is luckily interrupted briefly by the police.
The prologue to West Side Story. Is that Officer Krupke showing up with his whistle at the last moment there?
That's Officer Krupke and Lieutenant Schrank.
That is correct. So there you have it, that really exciting prologue. We were talking while this music was playing about Leonard Bernstein and his power as a composer because he has all of the ancient knowledge going back for composition as far as you want to go, but he still knows how to mambo. That is
really
quite a set of skill. Let's talk for a minute about how challenging your choreography must be for this show.
Yes, well, as the choreographer, we didn't go with Jerome Robbins, his iconic choreography, because I have some trained dancers in the cast that are female but not male, so we had to approach it in a different way. So I really would just ask the kids to move because we wanted to make this timeless, not set necessarily in 1950. So Teddy will probably tell stories about this, but I literally would say, just move on stage, like move how you would at a dance today. And they would all kind of laugh at me and they're like, well, we don't really dance today at dances. I'm like, what?
You don't?
No, not really.
So we would just have to study how they moved. And then it's based a lot on hip hop. A lot of our choreography for this show is based in kind of this hip hop and contemporary feel. So yeah, so it's fun. This is probably my favorite dance number in the show is Dance in the Gym.
Teddy, you just, what do you do? This is completely off topic. What do you do at dances now if you don't dance?
Well, it's just a lot. It's less of a dance, and I'd say more of like a rave. The music is really loud, and everyone just sort of jumps.
Oh, okay. Jumping and waving arms.
Jumping and waving arms.
So there's still some sort of creative movement happening.
A little bit. Okay. Not quite as creative.
So the dance at the gym, you're enjoying your freestyle party choreo for that part?
It's not so much a freestyle, but it is very fun. So we don't have like the classical sort of like almost like ballet jazz sort of high kick stuff going on, but like Aaron said, it is more hip hop, so we have a lot of like, we're more down to the earth and we're more like moving in our core, and it's really fun and really interesting, and it just feels nice to do, and I'll probably be busting out a few of those moves at prom.
All right, see, I'm saying now you have something can do with
Excellent.
The dance. That's fantastic. Listener, you only have one job during this piece of music, which is to yell mambo at the appropriate time.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
And I do hope you know when that is.
Yes.
Here is the dance at the gym from the original Broadway recording of West Side Story.
We'll be right back.
love the sweet little flute. Cha-cha-cha at the end there. The dance at the gym. And of course, that is a fateful moment in West Side Story where Tony and Maria first meet. If you're just joining us right now, happy Friday to you. I'm Kate Botello here in Studio B on Classical IPR with Aaron Peck and Teddy Huff. They've come from Central High School, West Side Story. See what's happening here? We have a West High School and a West Side Story.
Right.
Central High School is doing West Side Story, opening next Friday.
Yes,
and we are sharing some music from the show. And Teddy, you are again the Tony understudy for this production, and we're about to hear a song that I'm sure you've been studying hard and singing a lot of.
So next up, we're going to be listening to Maria. And Maria is, the song Maria is Tony's, his shift
Maria.
In purpose. He meets Maria at the dance and he sees her, and all like for the past few weeks he's just been like wondering what's next in his life. He wants to move forward, and at the dance he finds what's next, and it's Maria. So Maria is like this beautiful, passionate song about his infatuation with Maria, and it really sets up the theme of how love is the most important thing and how intense it is for Tony.
Maria, the most beautiful sound I ever heard.
Maria, Maria, Maria.
All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word.
Maria.
Suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I've just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I found how wonderful a sound can be. Maria, say it loud and there's music playing. Say it soft and it's almost like praying. Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria.
Beautiful sound he ever heard. That was from the original Broadway recording of West Side Story, Maria. Teddy, it's true. Perhaps is that maybe even the first Latina name that he's ever heard?
Probably, because in the show, the way we've been interpreting that is at the beginning, when Tony hears Maria, he's really just trying to figure out how to say it right. Because you can't say Maria like Maria as an American. You have to it's more like Maria, you know? It's this like this new thing for him.
It's gotta sing.
Yes.
I love that. Oh well. Can't wait to hear. Maybe we'll hear you sing it. Can't wait to hear our OG Tony, whoever he is in the cast singing it, all of you performing, Central High School performing West Side Story opening next Friday. And I'm here with Aaron Peck, director, and Teddy Huff, cast member. Our next piece of music, boy, this is a big, again, another famous and tremendous, tricky time signature, incredible piece of work from Leonard Bernstein, America. Can we talk about the... what's involved in staging and creating this number, Aaron? Because I feel like it's got to have such huge energy and be a big challenge.
Yes, it does. I grew up watching this as a youngster in the film, the 1961 film version, where, of course, it has the females having one viewpoint about America and the males having another viewpoint. But on the stage version, of course, it's not written that way. It's written only for females to sing and dance. So it's Anita and one of her closest friends, Rosalia, who are having the disagreement. So there are no men in the dance number or in the singing of on the stage version like there are in the film version. So there is a lot involved. There's the technical dance, there's the storytelling, there's the humor, and probably my favorite version is Debbie Allen doing it live. I think it was, oh gosh, back on like one of the morning shows, or I can't remember. I just remember watching it as a kid and just being so overtaken by her energy, her dance technique and her energy. So you're right, to have that portrayed on stage with these young actors, singer, dancers has been a challenge, but they've mastered it. They've done really well. So so America is one of those iconic dance numbers in the show. Beautifully written, that you said, like you said, the times changes from measure to measure to measure, so you can't count it. You just have to sing it. When you're learning it, you just sing it. You don't count it. You just sing it. But the cast has done really well with it. So, yeah, America's truly one of my favorite numbers in the show.
Let's listen to that now from the original cast of West Side Story. Here is America. That means you're going to be hearing Chita Rivera. Hooray. Okay, here it comes.
The Jets are gonna have their day.
And yes, we were all counting and clapping and giving up on the counting. That was from the original Broadway recording of West Side Story. And we're here with Central High School's director and cast member of West Side Story, which opens next Friday at Central High School. That's November the 8th. And again, just a very exciting and fabulous piece of theater, very relevant to today, as we've discussed.
Yes.
And this production, they've done a lot of work to make it relevant, not only to today, but for right now and this place, and telling the truth with the cast that you have, which I just think is pretty neat. And I know that you had to teach people to feel a lot of this truth, even in this music. You had to teach this music with a hurt knee,
yes,
somehow.
Yes, just for a few days. It was difficult. It was. We did it.
It was. So let's remind everybody how to get tickets and how to come and see the show.
Sure. So we open this Friday. So we are going to run November 8th and 15th are the Fridays, 7 o'clock in the evening performance. Our Saturday shows are November 9th and 16th at 7 p.m. And then we have some matinee shows at 2 p.m. And those are going to be November 9th and 16th. For our Saturday matinee and Sunday matinee, November 10th and 17th. And tickets can be at mynorthtickets.com.
I think we also have this in our almanac at classicalipr.org in case you missed any of that stuff, but you can find it all. Go and see West Side Story, still relevant today, and it's neat to see it performed by the ages for which it was intended.
Oh, yes, yes.
I like to see teenagers doing West Side Story because it does, it has a little roughness to it, and that's who they are, and that is true.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. Teddy, now, speaking of, I want to talk to you about this quintet. The thing with the quintet, coming from my perspective as a classical music host, is this is, again, Bernstein taking years and years of brilliant compositional knowledge and writing this incredibly complex quintet, but then still managing, with the help of Stephen Sondheim, a little help there, to create something incredibly fresh and very relevant to its era. Talk to me about your role in the quintet and everything you feel about that tonight quintet.
Right. So this quintet, I think... what you said about Leonard Bernstein taking his classical music knowledge and then making it applicable to the issues of today is really genius, because Tony and Maria in the quintet, they are singing their beautiful Tonight duet, but it's almost overshadowed by like the really violent, like percussive lines of the Gangs. So it sort of represents how to these teenagers, what's important, the love, is really in the back of their minds, and how what they're more focused on is their fear and their hatred for each other.
Amazing. Let's hear that. And we thank you both again, Aaron Peck and Teddy
thank
Huff, for coming.
Thank you so much.
Break Legs, Toy, Toy, Toy. The show opens next Friday. Let's hear the quintet from West Side Story again. And this is the original Broadway soundtrack by Leonard Bernstein with a lot of lyrical help from Stephen Sondheim. Here we go.
Hey, tonight, the sharks are gonna have their way tonight. The Puerto Ricans rumble, fair fight. But if they start a rumble, we'll rumble them right. We're gonna hand them a surprise tonight. We're gonna cut them down to size tonight. We said, okay, no rumpus. No tricks, but just in case they jump us, we're ready to miss. Tonight, we're gonna rock it tonight. We're gonna jazz it up and have us a ball. They're gonna get it tonight. The more they turn it on, the harder they fall.
Tonight, we'll have our private little mix. Tonight, he'll walk in hot and tired. So what? Don't matter if he's tired, as long as he's hot.
Tonight, tonight, won't be just any night. Tonight, there will be no morning star.
Counting on you to be there tonight. When Diesel wins it fair and square tonight. That Puerto Rican punk will go down. And when he's hollered uncle, we'll tear up the town.